Hey man, it's fucking the end of February and it is like upsettingly cold. I had this cold snap in Toronto, it's just fucking unpleasant. I've only got like a little thin pair of gloves and just like, I really thought about doubling up my socks before I left the house and I kind of wish I had. But on the other hand, it's really bright outside and I just gotta get out of the house. I've just been inside too much. I'm just fucking stir crazy. I just need an excuse to fucking go outside, man. So that means it's ham radio time. Even though it's cold, walk around, listen to some music, exercise. I'm probably gonna do some doubles, like two songs from various artists in this episode, just because I think that it's gonna work out with the stuff I got lined up.
How come you get it before? No, I don't want coffee yet.
No.
Damn, man, there's a lot of people out today. It's making it weird, awkward, hard to talk to myself. A lot of dog walking. Toronto is a huge dog town. Where, I think I said this before, but like, instead of a sign that says your dogs are allowed in a store, it's a sign if your dogs aren't allowed in a store. It's, you see a lot of leashless dogs, and the other day I saw a guy bicycling down Dundas, which is one of the major streets, and he had two dogs on the sidewalk running along with him, just running down the sidewalk. I don't know, it's kind of cool. It's kind of like the apocalypse, but it's kind of cool. So I've been listening to a lot of radio lately, and so there's this indie station that's really good. I got like basically four stations that I move down the chain if there's something I don't like on one or fucking an ad comes on. There's the indie station, 88.1, and then if I don't like that, I switch over to The Edge, which is kind of the generic rock station. Then I drop down to the 70s rock station and then to the pop music station. So I'm not on the pop station very often, but every once in a while it pays off, like that fucking Paramore song that I played, that's where I heard that. So I've been hearing some of this chick, Lord, who's like 16 or 17, I don't know what, England, is that where she's from, or some country, I don't know. I don't know shit about her, but, you know, I'd hear her songs here and there, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of catchy. So I grabbed the album. And I haven't really listened to it much yet, but it's kind of cool. It kind of reminds me of Fever Ray, except less intense. It's like Fever Ray Jr. But I'm gonna play two of her singles. Just like, fuck it. No digging deep on this one. I'm gonna play Tennis Court and the big hit Royals. Cause you know, why not play quote unquote big hits? Cause if there's one thing I've learned, it's that no one's heard shit, man. It doesn't matter how big a hit is. Doesn't mean you've heard it. I remember when that Gangnam Style song was big. It took me months to hear that song. If you're not looking for stuff in this day and age, you just don't hear it. There's like no such thing as mainstream anymore. Used to be like a song would be like a big song was something you could not escape. Now it's something that like a big song cannot find you. No matter how big it is and no matter how hard it tries, if you're not looking, you're probably not gonna fucking hear it. So here's two Lord songs. I'm gonna put my hands in my pockets because it's so fucking cold. Tennis Court and Royals.
Don't you think that it's boring how people talk? Making smart with their words again. Well, I'm bored. Because I'm doing this for the thrill of it, killing it, never not chasing a million things I want. And I am only as young as the minute is, full of it, getting pumped up on the little bright things I bought. But I know they'll never own me. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. Pretty soon I'll be getting on my first plane. I'll see the veins of my city like they do in space. But my head's filling up fast with the wicked games up in flames. How can I fuck with the fun again when I'm knowing? My boys trip me up with their heads again, loving them. Everything's cool when we're all in line for the throne. But I know it's not forever. Yeah. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. It looks alright in the pictures. Getting caught tight for the trip, though, isn't it? I'll fall apart with all my heart. And you can watch from your window. You could watch from your window. Baby, be the class clown. I'll be the beauty queen in tears. It's a new art form showing people how little we care. We're so happy, even when we're smiling out of fear. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. And talk it up like, yeah. Let's go down to the tennis court and talk it up like, yeah. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, grey goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of love's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Man, this super ruddy-faced native guy just walked by with no gloves on. And it's like, dude, I don't know, just his skin is so, like, weathered. It's like, man, I bet that dude's never worn gloves ever in his whole life. I almost got, like, I can imagine him just, as cold as it is, like, can imagine him just walking around, like, buck-ass naked. Just, like, being like, what? Fuck you. It's not cold. Anyway, I just wanted to say real quick, Lord isn't from England. She's from New Zealand. I forgot about that. Which makes her meteoric rise even more fucking cool, because no one's from New Zealand. That's the whole joke of shit like Flight of the Conchords. You got Crowded House and arguably Flight of the Conchords and Lord, and that's it. On the international stage, the music world, that's New Zealand for you. You know, I like this new... That's one thing I like about the new world. I mean, I did like having music video stations being more prevalent and just having... But it's mostly for the visual side of music to have it fed to me. Where I like that, like, pop songs aren't being crammed down my throat as much anymore, because I feel like I have way more ability to like them now. Like, that song was, like, the number one song or whatever. I really never heard it. I heard one of her other songs. And went and dug up the album, and this number one hit just passed me right by. So instead of it being some fucking annoying thing that I've heard a million times, it's just a song. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool, man. I like that song. I think in general, my favorite female singers are the ones that have sort of a lower register. Like that Lord chick does, and like Fiona Apple, or even like Miley Cyrus. Actually, I'm going to play that. So I saw this video the other day. It's like someone filmed at a concert. So the sound quality is a little rough. Like whenever this kid moves their camera, their phone, to look at the stage and then turns it to look at one of the big monitors, the sound quality changes like noticeably. But it's Miley Cyrus doing Hey Ya, the Outkast song, but in a country style. And man, this is really fucking cool. Cool to hear that song country style, and I don't know, man, like Miley Cyrus is a good singer. I like how she sings. It's weird too, like I didn't know anything about Miley Cyrus really, and I still don't, but all this like, oh man, her image, blah blah blah, what the fuck. I mean, it is a little weird because like my niece loved fucking Hannah Montana, so I don't know what's going on there. I wonder how that's going down in the home front now that she's like 8 years old. And Miley Cyrus is a total hooer, but I think the new Miley is a lot more fucking interesting. The old Miley seemed boring. Anyway, here's Hey Ya by Miley Cyrus. Thank you. Yeah, so like I said, the these fuckers are walking down the street so slow, and I was just like trying to walk slower than them. And then they stopped to look in a window. Duh. Alright, yeah, so the sound quality of that was kind of shitty, but I like that, man. That chick can really sing, too. None of this fucking bullshit, goddamn auto-tune bullshit. You could tell because, you know, she just stops to talk about people smoking weed. I don't know. She's a lot better than her shitbag father. Let's put it that way. Like, that was a perfect example of how pop music used to just ruin my life and just make me so upset. Fucking garbage. All right, so I do have two Eminem songs, but I don't want to play them back to back because it'll be like 10 straight minutes, because this one is, it's a long song. It's like 6 minutes by itself. Hey, what is that weird squeaky noise? So I was digging through old Eminem. There's this song, Square Dance, from the Eminem Show that I'm going to play later. But new Eminem, like Eminem's, I don't know, like 3 albums, I guess, since he came back. And I don't know, they haven't really jumped out at me. All the singles seem real lame. But one of them finally hit me. It's this song, Rap God, which, like, fuck, man, you need to have balls to do a song called Rap God. But it's so good. Holy God, this song fucking blew my mind. It's fucking insane. So let's just listen to it, because it's still fucking freezing, and if I hold this recorder for too long, my goddamn fingers start to fall off. So here's Eminem with Rap God.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it. It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You were just what the start for.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me Rap Box. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rap profit. Made a living and a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a pissing match with this rapity rap pack and a Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 giddy, gag, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots to crack it in. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, K.Rin. Y'all are easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct them into the motherfucking Rockin' Roll Hall of Fame. Even though I walk in the church in person, a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor and I be Odin. You Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting.
and I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. So I crunch rhymes, but sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to sell, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line, at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. His fab said he looked like a faggot. Mayweather's pads hanging to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Coming at you with supersonic speed.
Summon,
you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is ricocheting off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever, demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it with rock, shock rap, with die. Don't unlose yourself, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses, you's curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to, School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades. These skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above me, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk, so Satan take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice, still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me. They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate, but if you take into consideration the bitter hatred I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? No mistake, it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
Holy fuck, right? Like, what the fuck? That song is fucking insane, man. Fucking Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know, it's just such a crazy thing to be just so... You know, everyone always says, like, oh, man, yeah, Eminem, he's, like, the best. He's so good. But it's one thing, I don't know, just to... But then to put out a song that's, like, I'm the rap god. And then for it to be incredible, it's just, it's fucking awesome. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, what the fuck? You know what? Let's listen to the other Eminem song now, because I'm in a fucking Eminem headspace. What the fuck else am I going to play after that? I got all these other dumb songs. Like, come on. So this other song is called Square Dance, and it's from the Eminem show from 2002. There was a lot of stuff on it about, like, fucking shipping off kids in the military to go fight dumb American wars and stuff. So this song is kind of about that. So let's listen to that, Square Dance by Eminem.
Even on my radar, so won't you you come back. Boom. The boogie monster of rap, yeah, the man's back with a plan to ambush this Bush administration. Mush the Senate's facing, push this generation of kids to stand and fight for the right to say something you might not like. This white hot light that I'm under, no wonder I look so sunburnt. Oh no, I won't leave no stone unturned. Oh no, I won't leave, won't go nowhere. Do-si-do, oh yo ho, hello there. Oh yeah, don't think I won't go there. Go to Beirut and do a show there. Yeah, you laugh till your motherfucking ass gets drafted. When you're in band camp thinking the crap can't happen. Till you fuck around, get an anthrax napkin inside a package wrapped in saran wrap rapping. Open the plastic and then you stand back gasping. Fucking assassins hijacking Amtrak's crashing. All this terror, America demands action. Next thing you know, you got Uncle Sam's ass asking to join the army or what you do for that Navy. You just a baby getting recruited at 18. You're on a plane now eating their food and they baked beans. I'm 28, they gon' take you for they take me. Crazy insane or insane crazy? When I say Hussein, you say shady. My views ain't changed till inhumane. Wait, a rain 2 days late, the date's today.
Than a groove that soothes me. Nothing soothes me more than a groove that boosts me. Nothing boosts me more, suits me beautifully. There's nothing you can do to me. Stab me, shoot me. Psychotic, hypnotic product. I got it, the antibiotic. Ain't nobody hotter, and so on and yada yada. Gotta talk a lot of hum da la la la. Uchi walla walla, da 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 da. But you gotta keep moving. It's more music to make. Keep making new shit. Produce hits to break the monotony. What's gotten into me? Drugs, rock, and Hennessy. Thug like I'm Pac on my enemies. On your knees, got you under siege. Somebody you would give a lung to be. Hungry like a fucking younger me. Fuck the fee, I can get you jumped for free. Yeah, buddy, laugh, it's funny. I have the money to have you killed by somebody who has nothing. I'm past bluffing, past the KY. Let's get ready for some intense, serious ass fucking.
Man, there's something about like that song, especially like that second verse about fucking going off to war. Like, there's just that weird balance that Eminem can hit where he's like making fun of Southern fucking square dancing jerk offs, but also being like, what the fuck's the matter with you? Like, why are you going to war? Because it is like, man, that's such a South thing, especially. I mean, Texas and all this bullshit. But he's like rides this line where even though he's like poking at them, you know, it's like not in a way that would piss people off. It's more like, you know, maybe he's fucking, maybe I should fucking listen to this goddamn Eminem song. Like, what the hell, what am I thinking? What the fuck is this? Dude, I don't even know what to play after that. This shit is ridiculous. Like, I guess just for tone, for like this fucking big epic tone, I'll play, this guy, Brian Altano, who is on the Comedy Button podcast, he puts out these instrumental albums once in a while that are really cool. And his last one is called Misanthrope, and the last song on it is called Take It All, and it's really fucking cool, so let's play that.
I want to subject him to all our experiments, of a physical and a scientific nature. If he is able to undergo these as well, then at last we will be able to create the perfect being. Look there, that magnificent city you see is yours. The whole world is yours. The whole world is
Whew, all right. Let's fucking bring it down a little bit. I had the big blast, now let's just cool out. So, Julianna Hatfield lately, who I've been a fan of for a longest time, she's stopped fighting with the old system of trying to have fucking a record deal and all this shit, and she's just gone straight to, I can't remember the name of the service, but you know, it's one of these little crowdfunding things. And she's put out like 3 albums through this technique of just getting money direct from fans, and I think it's cool. She said it's kind of like rejuvenated her giving a fuck about putting out albums, because I mean, she was like indie rock poster girl for a hot fucking minute in the early 90s, but now she's, you know, like in her 40s, and she's like, what the fuck am I doing? What is this? So this kind of directness kind of re-inspired her to just be like, oh yeah, cool, man. People do give a fuck about what I do. So she put out this album in 2011 called There's Always Another Girl. And that song is really good, so I'm gonna play that. I guess it's originally written about Lindsay Lohan. And she also put out all the demos for that album, and I don't even remember. what this other song is called. Bringing You Down, I think, seems to be the name. Bringing You Down Again. And it's real cool in both his versions, but I kind of like the demo. I just like the sound of it. So I'm going to play There's Always Another Girl and Bringing You Down by Juliana Hatfield.
People love it when a beautiful woman self-destructs. Like a tiger in a cage or a bug under glass. People point but don't touch. Always another girl, and you want her, you
Man, I just stopped in a 7-Eleven for a second, just like the magazine rack. I mean, it's half as long as the magazine racks used to be, but it's still just plastered with just worthless garbage magazines. Just like the, oh, here's makeup tips, here's a chick standing here, da da da. Fuck, man, society cannot collapse fast enough. Why is that shit still a thing? It was one thing when everyone was chopping down trees and making paper and printing stuff so they could disseminate information. Now it's just worthless. It is garbage. You're just making garbage. It's fucking dumb. So, let's finish off with some novelty songs. There's this game journalist, Matt Lees. He's my favorite. He did this little song. There was this little controversy because some website, I don't know, chat logs, where this guy was drunk and he was talking to some girl and being super inappropriate, and everyone in video gaming got upset about it. Because that's all people get upset about with video games, is gender issues. It never ends. I mean, I'm not debating that this guy was a douchebag, but it really is like, it's like, all right, I get it. Guys are sucky. Jesus. Anyway, Matt Lees did this song about how to properly woo someone. He did it about the game developer Peter Molyneux. So this is some pretty nerdy shit, but it's such a catchy song. So catchy. I can listen to this song all day long. And then after that, to cap things off, I'm gonna play Rebecca Black's Saturday, the follow-up to Friday, which I guess she's had a bunch of songs in the interim that I never heard. But Saturday is like so good, man, because Friday was just, you know, it was dog shit. It was terrible. This song is like really catchy, and the video is especially great. It's just like, look at that fun party. Look how fun that looks. There's even a part where the party's going on and Rebecca Black walks through the door and this dude just turns to look and he's like, what the fuck? Like, oh God, is this a Rebecca Black party? What the fuck just happened? What am I doing here? It's pretty funny, and it's a real catchy song. So here's the Peter Molyneux song by Matt Lees and Rebecca Black with Saturday. Thank you for listening. Adios.
If you really love somebody in the games industry, it's difficult because we're all professionals and we don't want to be inappropriate. So you got to do it right. So basically, this is a little thing I've written for somebody, and it's this is the way to do it. You don't have to exactly copy this, but this is what you should do.
Oh, Molly, no, 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 Molly, no, 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 oh, Molly, no, 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 no. Oh, Peter, Peter, Molyneux, I wanna tell you. I wanna show you.
Show us
something real.
Something real.
Peter, Peter, Molyneux, I'm gonna kiss you.
Gonna kiss you.
I'm gonna kiss you all over your vagina.
Stopped in a Starbucks, did a little writing. There was a girl in there who looked a lot like Ian. It's always weird when that type of thing happens. But I thought of two things I want to say and two other songs I want to play. Still freezing fucking cold, by the way. Fuck. So because I already had a big coffee earlier, I didn't want to get another big coffee, so I got a short Americano, which is like the little 12-ounce cup, which is just like the silly little size that no one gets. But it really is, like, it's so relative where it seems so little when they give it to you, but then when I go sit down and just put it down on the table, it looks fine. That's a lot of coffee, man. It's still not done. I sat in there for like an hour working on shit. I still got coffee left in this motherfucker. I noticed that too with, you can buy like those little cans of Coke at the supermarket, and I'll totally just drink whatever sized Coke is there. If it's a can, I drink the can. If it's a bottle, I drink the bottle. If it's a 2-liter, I'll drink like a half of it. But if I've got those little tiny ones that are like 255 milliliters, I'll just drink one of those. It's fine. Boom. Portion control, I think, would go a long way toward helping North America get its shit together. Because everything is just so huge and massive and you can't escape it. And it's like, Jesus, just give me less, yo. I know I've brought this up before, but fascinating to me. The idea that in some vending machines in Japan, like two sizes of soft drink are the same price because somebody might just want the smaller one. And how bananas that would be in North America. Nobody would buy the smaller one ever. The other thing is, I remember pretty distinctly when I found my first gray hair. I was in my early 20s. Was in my first apartment, actually, the first time I moved out of my parents' house. And then I was thinking about it because I'm working on a little XO video segment that it's like a segment from the second episode of XO that I made when I was 30. And I mentioned in that that I've got like too many gray hairs to pluck out now. You know, I just sit in front of a mirror and pull out four or five and realize there's still some more and just give up. Whereas now at 34, they're all over the place. Like I'm I'm just about to get a haircut because my hair is getting kind of long. But in the meantime, when my hair is long, I kind of have that habit that, I don't know, it was on My Strange Addiction once, this lady who would pull out her hair until she made herself bald. It's not that bad, but if I'm just sitting around, say at the Starbucks, my hand will just wander into my hair and I'll just, I don't know what it is, but I'll just feel through my hair. And I have some weird OCD process where I can just tell which hairs are like, I don't know, they feel like thicker than the other hair or something. And when I find one, I'll just kind of pluck it out. Anyway, it's a weird thing to do, but I noticed today something that must be pretty rare. I assume most people probably haven't seen this because they're not examining their own hairs, but I saw a hair turn gray. Like, I looked at the hair and it was brown for three quarters of it, and the last quarter, like, it turned gray. That was a hair turning gray. That's fucked up. It's all over, man. It's all downhill. So I just wanted to capture that little moment. Now I'm going to finish with two Natta Surf songs. So I only knew Natta Surf because they had that song Popular that was real popular in the 90s. And this is a good song though. I am going to play that. And they have a really good cover of Where Is My Mind, that Pixies song. But I went and looked into them because I never really listened to them at the time. But Julian Hatfield covered a Natta Surf song called Fruit Fly. It's a really cool little song. And then I found out she actually started a band with the guy from Natta Surf called Minor Alps. I haven't really dug into that yet. But I was like, all right, if Julian Hatfield likes this guy, let's go check it out. So I went and got that first Natta Surf album from 96, and it's really good. God, it's so cold. But it's totally of the era, you know, like it's a 90s album. But I think that's kind of cool too. Like, I've been going back and watching like 90s teen movies, and like, I have a lot more tolerance for 90s shit now than I did then, because they're not making any more of it, you know? Can't Hardly Wait might not have been a great movie, but it's 90s as fuck, man. You can throw that shit in and remember the 90s. Natta Surf, though, I mean, it is a legitimately good album. It's much better than Can't Hardly Wait. It's not the Can't Hardly Wait of albums, is what I'm trying to say. And then I haven't heard the second album yet, but I skipped to the third one because that's the one that has Fruit Fly on it. And it's also really good. And I'm like, damn, this band is just good. You know, they're not breaking down the walls or doing anything too crazy, but they are just good. So I'm going to play Popular because you just can't deny that song. It's so cool. I wish someone would make a teen movie that just had that tone. Like, that feeling of that song. And then the second song I'm playing is called Blonde on Blonde, and this is from 2002, so, you know, they're breaking out of the 90s mold. It's more of just a, it's, you know, it's not like identifiable as a 90s song. It's actually really kind of calm and quiet, but it's really good, man. This song got stuck in my head so hard. So here's Popular and Blonde on Blonde by Natta Surf.
There is. your pond. You have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotlessly clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper.
I'm the party star.
I propose we support a one-month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your one-month limit. He won't mind. He'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it. Everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel. What a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself. You don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to. Thank you.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's play two more Natasurf songs. Let's make this one of these podcasts that just never ends. Plus, I need something to occupy my brain while I walk home through this fucking frigid, awful cold. I'm gonna play track two from each of those albums, from 2002's Let Go and 1996's whatever that album was called. And I don't know what this first one is called, this song. And the second one's called The Plan. They're both fucking cool, catchy songs. This time, maybe for real, it's the end of the show. Two more Natasurf. Man, I just saw in super quick succession a guy jogging in this weather on these sidewalks that are just like, there's only a narrow part of the sidewalk that isn't covered in ice because the weather's been so shit. And then this like 17-year-old chick walking across the crosswalk smoking. And normally smoking, so dumb, so dumb. Come on, what's wrong with you? But today I'm like, I don't know, who's more dumb? I feel like that jogger might be more dumb. I mean, in weather like this, come on, come on. I like that you're dedicated to fitness and everything, and I know you gotta keep up with these things every day or you stop, but not today, you fucking jerk off. Stay home. All right, Natasurf.
Push me, 'cause I'll fall in love.